This is Jacob. Welcome to a brand new season down Gilead Lane.
Dear Journal, I have to make this quick because it's my turn to help Mom with dinner. But I've got this weird feeling that something's going on around here. Around Coleraine. Around the Richters. Maya's eating with us, which is pretty much why I'm writing. Maya's parents told her that she could start hanging out with Grace again. But something's up. The thing is, no one's talking. As far as I can tell, Michael and Haley and the rest of the kids are just glad to have her back. But I don't know how you can just forget what happened. After that meeting Mr. and Mrs. Richter had at their church, when they acted like it'd be the end of the world.
Don't get us wrong, friends. We trusted our own sweet Maya to spend time with Grace Andrews and to attend this Bible study. But you've all seen how Maya's changed. She didn't even want to be with us anymore. Her own family. Excuse me.
That's all right.
That woman is intentionally taking our children away from us and bending them to her own will.
But then Dad got all worked up and went to Mr. Richter's office, and he must have said some pretty convincing stuff.
This isn't about Grace, Tom. It hasn't been for a while.
What are you talking about?
Just sleep. Why are you doing this to your little girl?
Ever since she started going to your little homegrown church, spending time with your kids, talking to that Grace, I don't even know her anymore.
And then, out of nowhere, they just decide to let Maya be around Grace again. So it's pretty obvious that there's something happening between Grace, the Richters, and Coleraine. And sooner or later, we're gonna find out what it is.
Brooke? Honey, I need your help with dinner.
I'll be right down. We're gonna find out what it is.
Try finishing dinner first, Timmy.
Is your mom coming with us to the museum tomorrow, Maya?
No, she chaperoned the last field trip. But you're still coming, right, Mrs. Morrison?
Well, I'm planning on it.
Good.
Maya, how come your mommy and dad don't like Grace?
I don't know.
Timothy, well, that's not a polite question, son. And it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah, it does. Grace is my friend. And I don't like it when people don't like her.
But Maya's parents did say she could hang around Grace again.
Yeah, that's a start. But they still told her
Timothy,
that...
Timothy, no, that's enough.
You know, guys, I have kind of been wondering why my dad changed his mind. What did you say to him, Mr. Morrison?
Yeah, what did you say?
Settle down. Now listen up, all right? What Mr. Richter and I talked about is between us.
Oh, come on, Dad.
No,
come on.
And that's final. Maya, what your father decides to share with you is up to him.
Dad, why can't you just tell us?
Because, honey, it's not for you to know.
Dad, come on.
Now that is enough, guys. Now, Timmy, in answer to your question, yes, we do have dessert.
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you come help me dish it up, Michael, and then we'll call it a night.
Come on, that's right. We got to get Maya home to rest for the museum trip, okay? Let's go.
Just how long did you tell Maya she could stay over there, Tom?
I told you, Monica, she's having dinner with them.
Then she's coming straight home?
I'm assuming.
Well, did you ask?
She does have that field trip tomorrow. I can't believe you let her go over there at all.
And you are not her parent, Tiffany.
Sorry. Just seems like you can't make up your mind about anything.
Not another word! Do you understand me?
Okay. Sheesh.
Really, Tom, there's no need to lose your temper. Tiffany is not that far off base.
She is eating at the Morrisons. There is nothing unusual about that.
You know that isn't what I'm speaking of. After the speech we gave, after all we said to the people at that meeting, you go back on your word.
Monica, we've been over this. My decision is made. It'll be easier on everyone if we just allow Maya to continue seeing Grace Andrews.
We look like fools, Tom.
She does have a point.
Tiffany!
Sorry.
Well, maybe you're ready to throw away this family name and everything your parents did to keep our reputation, but I am not.
Monica, you do not have...
I'm not finished. And I'm drawing the line somewhere. You may have gone back on your word about keeping Maya away from Grace, but I won't allow her to keep going to that church.
She might as well be a Morrison if she stays there.
At least we won't go back on that decision. Maya will be at First Church with us this Sunday. End of discussion.
Fine.
Fine.
Does she have to sit in the same pew with us?
Mikey, grab the juice boxes for the snack break while you're in there.
Where are they?
Behind the milk on the bottom shelf. Hey, where are you going this time?
I just want to quick change my shirt. This one's too orange for a museum.
No, you have already changed 3 times this morning, and that shirt's fine.
But, Mom...
No buts. We have to leave 5 minutes ago. Mikey, close the fridge. Do you have the juice boxes?
Yeah, I got them.
What are you eating?
Justin must have forgot his lunch.
Michael James.
What? I didn't want it to go to waste.
Morning, all. Didn't want what to go to waste?
Oh, Justin forgot his lunch again.
No problem. Today's case is settled. Sure. Look, I have time to drop it by the school.
Oh, good. Are you two ready?
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Mom! Timmy doesn't look so good.
What? Oh, Timmy! I almost forgot about him. We have to take him with us to school.
I don't think he's going to school.
What do you mean?
Not going?
You should go up and see him. He said he doesn't feel good.
Well, he looked fine when I woke him up this morning.
It's probably just the Rector thing.
What do you mean by that?
You know, with everything that happened, I don't know. Timmy just said he didn't feel good last night after dinner. Can we bring fruit snacks, too?
I threw them in the bag already.
Good.
I don't have time for this. We're late. Rookie, you've got to get out the door. You're going to miss your bus.
I know. I'm on my way.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Mary. You get these rugrats to the museum, and I'll stay home with Timmy.
Really? Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll just work from home. It's only paperwork to do today. And Timmy can ride along when I drop off Justin's lunch. Mm.
Thank you. What would I do without you?
Fall apart, probably.
Yes.
Bye, Dad. See ya.
Bye,
gang.
Bye.
All right. Attention, please. Okay. Quiet down. Okay. Now, remember, no walking around and changing seats while the bus is moving.
Aww.
Anyone who breaks that rule will have to clean the bus at the end of the day. And you should be sitting near the rest of your group because you will be inseparable from them at the museum today. Got it?
Yes.
Good. Okay, let's get started. Haley, I saved you a seat back here.
Be right there. Mom, I'm gonna go sit a few seats back, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you're all right sitting up here all by yourself?
I think I'll be fine. You go sit with Jess.
Okay, but call me if you need me. And Michael and Maya are just up front with their group.
Thank you for your concern.
No problem. Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi, Haley. You sitting with anyone?
Yeah, sorry. Just saved me a seat. I think Maya and Michael have room up by them.
Yeah, but Mrs. Collins said we had to sit by our groups, remember?
Don't you know anyone in our group?
Haley, hurry up!
I'm coming! Why don't you walk back with me? I'm sure there's room.
I don't really know anyone else in our group, though.
Well, maybe we can get 3 in a seat. How'd you get the back seat, Jess?
I was the first one on the bus. What is she doing with you?
Who, Anna?
Yes, Anna.
Hi, Jessica.
There's not enough room in our seat for her.
Jess?
What? I saved room for you, not her.
Haley, it's okay.
No, it isn't. What's wrong with you, Jess?
Haley, give me a break.
Find your seats, please.
You can sit by yourself. Anna and I will sit with my mom.
Haley, don't.
Come on, Anna.
Well, you don't have a fever, buddy.
Maybe you should have Mommy read it. She's the only one who can figure that thing out.
Yeah, you know, I think I got it here. Besides, it's just you and me today, kid. Hey, Tim. Is there anything you want to talk about?
What do you mean, Daddy?
Well, you just seemed a little upset at dinner last night, and sometimes it helps to talk about things, especially when you don't feel well.
I don't want to talk.
Okay. Well, you let me know if you change your mind.
Okay.
All right. And, hey, when I'm done with my paperwork, you and I are going to take a drive over to the junior high.
Did Justin forget his lunch again?
Yep. Now, come on. You get some sleep, pal.
But I'm not tired.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, you're not anything. You're not tired, you say nothing hurts, and, look, you don't have a fever. But if something's making you feel bad and you're homesick, then you're going to stay in your bed.
Okay.
please, please, all of you, stay close and please quiet down.
Boys and girls, the museum guide is waiting for your attention, and that means all of you will close your mouths and open your ears. Thank you. Mr. Zettel, we apologize. Please, continue.
Well, as I was saying, we are heading into an exhibit that I think you'll find quite interesting. Small towns around the state.
Is Coleraine in there?
Maya, raise your hand next time, please.
Sorry.
Yes, Coleraine is a station within this exhibit, and you'll all get a chance to see it. Please tour this exhibit room with two groups to a station, and that way you'll get a good view of everything. I'll be around to answer any questions you may have.
Stay close, kids, and remember, my group is with Mrs. Morrison's group for this exhibit. Got it?
Yep.
You guys want to come over here by me?
Okay.
Do we have to keep Anna in our group?
Would you knock it off, Jess?
Oh, Haley, lighten up.
But you've been so
rude. Haley,
it's no big deal. Anna, yes it is.
Girls, quiet, please. Mrs. Collins wants your attention.
Now we'll begin with Coleraine's section. Can everyone...
Awesome! That little bell actually works!
Oh, Michael.
Michael Morrison, please do not press any buttons until I'm done speaking.
But did you hear that? The school bell sounds so real.
Oh, yes. We all heard it. Now, as I was saying, can everyone please squeeze in around the glass case?
Hey, it looks like they shot our town with a shrinking gun and stuck it in here.
How come the elementary school is so small? It looks like a regular house.
A regular house with a bell.
Michael James.
Sorry, but it's so cool.
Well, Haley, you had a really good question. Can anyone from the fifth grade remember from our Coleraine history unit? Anna?
Didn't Coleraine Elementary start out as a one-room schoolhouse?
Oh, brother, we've got Miss Know-It-All in our group.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jessica?
Nothing.
Well, Anna's right. Our school did begin as a one-room schoolhouse, so what does that tell us about this model?
That it shows Coleraine from a long time ago.
Exactly. Now, I want you guys to take out your notebooks and pencils and write down all the differences you see in the town from this turn-of-the-century model and how it looks today. Go ahead.
Hey, Maya, look. Your house is in here.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have a button to go with it?
No, Mikey.
Oh, well. Maya, your house looks exactly the same. Hey, and there's Auntie May's candy store.
Auntie May wasn't alive then, though, Mike.
And it wasn't a candy store. It was the general store back then. See the sign?
Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
That's hard to read.
Hey, look at the bed and breakfast on the other side of the case.
Oh, yeah. Must have just been like the main hotel or something then. See the stable behind it?
Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't the candy store then, Jessica. We have a history up by our front display window.
Well, I wouldn't know that because my mom and I haven't gone in there since your parents took it over.
Why not? You used to love Auntie May's candies.
I don't know why it bothers you, Haley, but my mom said that Mr. and Mrs. Townsend don't know the first thing about running a business and that the whole place was a mess once they moved in.
I think it's better than ever. And of course it was a mess when they moved in.
I knew there was another one.
Michael.
I'm gonna go over by Mike and Maya. I think Mikey found another button.
I'm going with you.
Haley, just stay with
me. Why don't you find someone else to be mean to?
Fine, go.
Justin.
Dad, Timmy.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing here?
We thought you'd be hungry.
Oh, my lunch. Thanks.
Sure.
Dad, how'd you get in here?
Well, the ladies at the front office. They looked up your lunch hour and told us we could come in to find you.
Oh.
Got your lunch, Morrison? Good thing someone in your family isn't such a scatterbrain, huh?
Tiffany, you want lunch detention?
No, ma'am.
Then keep moving.
Yeah, keep moving.
Timothy?
You're a scatterbean, and you'll get a detention.
Timothy Joseph, that's enough.
What? Why does she have to be so mean all the time?
Oh, Tim, it's okay. It's just how she is.
Good.
Why do all the Richters have to be such meanie heads?
Like the teacher took care of it, Timmy. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I do. They're always messing things up for everyone, and I don't like it.
Timothy, you need to calm down, sir, right now. All right. We'll see you after school, Justin, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing my lunch.
Sure, no problem, son. Come on, Tim.
Allison, how do you find all those buttons?
It's a cinch, Mrs. C.
So this is the model of the firehouse and the town hall?
Yes, it is, Maya.
And look, it says right on the paper here that the building renovations were funded by Thomas Richter. Isn't that your dad?
That one was my grandpa. See, this happened in 1970. My dad definitely would have been too young.
Hey, didn't the police station renovations all happen in 1970?
Yeah, and that was funded by Thomas Richter too, wasn't it?
And that's when the park equipment was put in.
Hey, don't you think that's a little weird?
What's weird?
That the Richters did all this stuff in 1970.
But Maya's family's always doing stuff for Coleraine.
Mike, Haley's right, though. Why'd Grandpa do all these things at once?
Kids, stick with the group, please.
Coming! Listen, we've got to meet about this. And tell Justin and Brooke.
You think it has to do with what's been going on lately?
Maybe.
This calls for an attic meeting.
Huh?
An attic meeting. Next Saturday. I'll tell Brooke and Justin about it.
Come on, you three. Shake a leg.
And keep it on the DL.
The what?
The down low.
All right.
Timothy Joseph, what got into you in there?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're sorry, son. But I want to know what happened. We do not treat people that way.
I know. But they do.
But who does? Oh, the Richters?
Yeah. Daddy?
What, son?
I think I want to talk now.
About what we said this morning about why you don't feel good?
Yeah. Right here. I think it's sick.
What, your heart?
Uh-huh.
Timmy. Why did it start to hurt?
It's been hurting. But I think it got really sick when all of the stuff with Mr. Richter and that meeting happened.
Because your heart hurts for Grace?
Yeah. Why do they always have to hurt her feelings, Daddy?
Timothy, come on. Does Grace seem upset about everything that's happened?
Not really, but that doesn't mean it's okay.
No, no, it doesn't. But it's not your battle.
Huh?
It's very sweet that you care so much about Grace, Timothy, but it isn't about you. You see, if Grace isn't upset about it, then you certainly don't have a right to be. Tim, what would Finn do if you ran up to him and yanked on his ears?
What?
Oh, come on, you heard me. What, would he like it?
If I grabbed his ears?
Yeah.
No, he'd probably bite me.
Boy, that's right. And you know what God says about people who get all tangled up in someone else's fight?
What?
He says, like one who seizes a dog by the ears is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel not his own.
God does not say that, Daddy.
Well, he does too. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17.
But I love dogs, Daddy.
I know you do. But we have to remember not to meddle in someone else's business and try to take revenge. Grace and Mr. and Mrs. Richter are all equals, and we shouldn't try to fight for them.
God doesn't like that. And you think Grace is okay, Daddy?
Yes, I do.
Well, and I think I am too.
Now, I hope you all enjoyed small towns around the state. And now we're moving into our most popular exhibit of the season, volcanoes. Please keep your hands at your sides as we enter the room.
Hey, you hear that, Mikey?
Yeah?
There are at least 805 volcanoes on Earth and 224 in the continental United States and Alaska. This exhibit focuses mainly on those volcanoes. You're free to roam the room and take notes as you go. Oh, the kinks are not worked out of the display buttons yet, so please don't touch them.
And stick with your groups.
So, are you over being mad, Haley?
Are you over being mean, Jessica?
Guess you're still mad.
Haley, it's okay. Forget about it.
No, Anna. Jess, I just don't get what's going on with you.
Well, I just don't get why all you want to do is hang around your new friend.
You totally don't even make
Haley?
Sense
for... Jessica, keep your voices down.
Sorry, Mom.
Mrs. Morrison.
Of course, I would like to know just what is going on.
Did somebody push that button? Oh, my. Oh, here.
Michael Morrison, what did Mr. Zettel say about the buttons?
Whoops. We will deal with this on the bus. I want you girls to stay right here. Do not move. Understood?
Yes.
Michael?
I didn't mean to, Mom. I just forgot. I mean, it was right there. Can I...
Sorry I was yelling in the museum, but you don't even know what Jess was doing.
Haley, I already spoke with Jessica. That is taken care of. Now, first of all, I'm glad you're sorry about yelling. That was inappropriate, and you know better.
I know.
Second, I'm disappointed in the way you were treating Jessica.
But, Mom, I was only trying...
Haley, do not interrupt me.
Sorry.
You never have an excuse to treat someone badly.
But if you would just listen to me, you'd know that's why I was mad at Jess.
Let me finish. Third, I'm proud of why you acted the way you did.
Huh?
Now, I'm not saying that I'm at all proud of what you did, but I know what was going on today, and I'm grateful you didn't go along with the other girls in picking on Anna.
Why was Jess doing that, Mom?
I can't answer that, but she is sorry, and she told Anna that.
She did?
Yes. In fact, they're sitting together in the back seat right now.
They are?
Yes, but I am not finished with you. Turn around and sit down.
I don't get it, Mom.
Jess doesn't know Anna very well, and Anna's shyness makes her an easy target for Jess to pick on.
But that's not right.
No, it isn't. And I'm glad that you defended Anna. Now, there's a proverb in the Bible that tells us to speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves. And you did that. But you didn't do it in the best way. We are never to repay evil for evil.
I know.
Jess is your friend, Haley. I think she might have been a little jealous that you were spending time with someone besides her.
She shouldn't be jealous.
Yeah, but she was. And it only got worse when she saw you defend Anna. Jessica loves you, Haley.
Then why was she acting like that?
Well, when she saw how you disapproved of her, she knew she was wrong. And sometimes when people know they're wrong, it's easier to be mean than it is to apologize.
Well, I love her too, Mom.
I know. And I think you need to go over there and tell her that.
And say sorry, too?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go tell her right now.
Not unless you want to clean the bus when we get back, you aren't.
What?
Remember what Mrs. Collins said when we left this morning. No walking around and changing seats while the bus is moving.
Mom.
We certainly learned a good lesson about accepting others right there. But the other lesson from today is the challenge to forgive. Forgiveness is one of the most basic but essential parts of God's love for us. We need His forgiveness, and He, in turn, expects us to pass it on to others. So, if you have a friend, but a misunderstanding or a petty argument is driving you apart, I challenge you to reach out to them with an open heart of forgiveness. Do it right now. Today's episode, Eruptions, was written by Beth Culp. The director and production engineer was Steve O'Dell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. Hey, want to know more about the folks who helped put this show together? Come visit us online. We've got an all-new website with cast bios, a new and improved episode guide, and a virtual tour of Coleraine. Check it out at gileadlane.org. Down Gilead Lane is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Write to us at P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or send emails to gilead@cbhministries.org. I'm Jacob, inviting you back next time down Gilead Lane.